Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate we're celebrating. Glad you're joining us. And I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Morlow. ValueBuilderSystem.com. Is that right, John? Did I say it right?
Yeah, you can just go to ValueBuilder.com.
ValueBuilder.com. All right, so folks, check it out. John, tell them what they'll find when they get there.
Well, an opportunity to take the questionnaire. It'll tell you how you score on the 8 key drivers of company value. We'll give a valuation on your business
right, free,
and I think you'll like it.
Absolutely, folks. Please check that out. John, thank you for making that available to folks. Go to ValueBuilder.com, folks, and take that little test. And don't worry about John. He's one of the good guys. Whatever he helps you with will be the real. It'll be help. It won't be any trouble. Hey, John. Amazon is, in my opinion, a merchant that's convinced Wall Street that they're a tech company, which has allowed them to amass a major war chest, while for years and years not making a profit, so that they could absorb, so they could acquire companies like Whole Foods. I pointed this out. I have a little presentation I do on the future on implications, and I point this out, and I said, well, so here's my question. If you think I'm wrong, why didn't Whole Foods buy Amazon?
Well, they didn't have the money, right?
You're making my point. Exactly, because Whole Foods couldn't get away with not making a profit.
Right. Right.
So now Amazon's bought Ring. That Ring story is a cool story, isn't it?
It is a cool story. So Ring, if you haven't seen it, is a doorbell that acts as a video camera. So when somebody rings your doorbell, you can check it on your smartphone right, who's ringing the bell. So
it operates off of Wi-Fi and an app.
It does. And Amazon bought Ring as part of their play into home automation, right? Like they've got the Alexa, the little home automation system.
Right.
This is the next extension into that.
Right, exactly.
What I find interesting, Jim, is this is just another example of them being all in on subscription businesses. So
yeah, recurring
revenue, whether you're Amazon or a very small company, is going to drive the value of your business much more than one-off revenue.
Right.
And one of the reasons I believe they bought Ring is because Ring not only sells a doorbell for like a couple $100, what they also do is a plan to monitor the video. It's, I think, the range between $3 and $30 a month. And it's just another recurring revenue stream that
right, Amazon
has built. And that's what makes the company so very valuable.
But now, think about this, folks. You're going to have the ability for Amazon to have your personal assistant inside, your digital assistant inside, answering all your questions, providing you with music, keeping up with your life. You're going to have a gatekeeper. You're going to have Amazon on the gate letting people in and out and telling you how things are going there, but also knowing all that themselves, and a one-touch purchase of things from batteries to burgers, right?
You bet. I mean, when you put it that way, it's there, right?
How do you like that, folks? That's my question. What do you think, John?
Look, you're a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I don't know.
It's creepy. It's creepy to me, John.
It might be a little creepy. I'll agree with you. I think when you put it that way, it does cause a
How else
problem.
Can you put it?
Well, I'm more of a fan of the business model. I think about the value that Amazon has created. I think they're the fourth or fifth most valued company now. And I think it's, again, it comes back to recurring revenue. I think less about the kind of security implications of the data.
Well, let me take John. What we've got to do going forward, we got to take that word value that you had, and we got to put an S on the end of it. We got to start applying values to the digital age. We got to start find out how to install, how to be committed and devoted to some kind of digital ethics if we're going to do all this, John.
Well, let me let me riff on that with you for a while. Because
30 seconds.
I think expressing your values as a company is critical because it allows employees to know how to behave when you're not around. Being articulate about
right.
and writing them down gives them a playbook.
Right.
And one of the secrets to making a valuable company is to make sure it runs without you. And when you're not there, they need a playbook. They need to know how to deal with situations. And by expressing your values or writing them down,
right.
they'll know how to deal with.
But Amazon on the interface level, Amazon is not a human. Amazon is an algorithm.
Do that there.
So who has built values into an algorithm? That's the question. That's what we got to do, John. All right, the website, is valuebuilder.com. That's John's website. John Warlow will be back another day. I'll be back after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.